My name is Simon Cox. The date is the 23rd of September 2009. The time is 9:10 in the evening, and I'm interviewing on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. Can I firstly ask you to say your name, age, and where you've come from today?
I've come from Rye, which is on the east coast. It's a sunk port. My name is Gloria Burnville Clay. What else do you want to know?
Your age, please.
My age. Oh, really?
Or your date of birth, depending which you prefer to give.
Well, I'm 68 in three or four days' time.
Right. And how long have you lived in Rye?
10 years.
And where had you lived previously?
I'm from Yorkshire, can't you tell?
How long have you lived in York? Did you live in Yorkshire for?
68 minus 10.
58 years then. And what did you do in Yorkshire?
All sorts of things. Initially, I worked with civil service. Then I travelled a fair bit when my children were older. My husband's a master mariner, so I travelled around the world with him. We settled in Settle, in North Yorkshire, and I ran a holiday cottage business for about 10 years. Then my husband retired. My daughter had moved down to the south coast where she was having my grandchildren, so I moved with her. My husband's a boat in France, and it's easy to get there from the south coast. And it's a lot warmer.
Whereabouts in France is the boat moored?
At the moment it's in Saint-Jean-de-Luz, which is right in the middle of France. But she's been all over, backwards and forwards.
And
or Saint-Julien.
And what exactly did you do in the civil service?
I was a collector of taxes. I dealt with bankruptcies and liquidations for the City of London, and I can't tell you any more.
Right, then, was it an interesting job for you?
It was an eye-opener.
Can you reflect a bit more on that without giving away too many
privileged
details?
Well, you could be communist if... it didn't turn me into a communist, but it might have done.
And how did you get into that career?
From school, I went into it a couple of times. I had children in between.
Did you enjoy it?
Mostly.
And how long have you been married for?
I've been married twice. I have a past. First time for 7 years, and then I had a spell on my own, and I've been married for 33 years.
You mentioned your husband is a master mariner.
Yes.
What does that actually involve?
He's a master of a ship, or was. A big one.
What kind of ship?
Container ship. 48,000 tons then. It was actually, when he was master of it, the largest container ship in the world, with together with a sister ship. But now, I don't know whether you know anything about the Merchant Navy, they're absolutely massive. It's a wonder they stay afloat, really.
And how was it for you? Because you said you travelled all around the world.
Fantastic.
Whereabouts did you manage to go?
Japan, South America, New Zealand, Australia, all around South America. America. Like that. They're great. Because I had no responsibilities, I was called a supernumerary. All I was there to do was to talk to my husband when he was lonely. I could read, write.
Would you consider that one of the best times in your life?
Well, I loved it. No cooking, no throwing of ropes. I did steer the ship though. I got a steering ticket for a 48,000 ton ship.
And what did that actually involve then, steering?
Steering it. I was on the wheel, my husband who was master was right behind me.
And was there any particular place that you visited that stood out?
Taiwan and Japan. Those are the two that I remember as being the most different, I suppose, the culture being different. But South America for the poverty. That was. I haven't been to India, but I imagine it's very similar.
Would you say that the travelling had an impact on you personally?
Well, it broadens your horizons. Yes, it gives you an insight into how other people live, and particularly in South America, how the extremely rich live cheek by jowl with the very, very poor. They don't share out their money. There's no middle class in these places. It's strange. It appears to be, anyway.
Just to take you to the plinth, how did you first hear about the project?
I'm not sure whether it was the TV or the newspaper.
And what made you apply for it?
What had I seen? I must have seen something on the TV, and I got the site up and I filled it in, and my husband was sat next to me and he said, "You're not going to do that, are you?" And I went, never thinking for one moment that I would be chosen. I just thought, of course I would do that. Press the send button.
And how do you feel now that you're about to go
shocked. Quite shocked. Don't like heights.
So how do you feel you're going to cope?
I'll have to, won't I? Keep my eyes closed. Look up.
And what are you planning to do with your owl on the plinth?
The water aid have been fantastic. Having travelled and seeing the appalling state of toilets in the third world, that's fairly important to me, particularly for children going to school, not having flushing loos and things. A lot of girls particularly can't go to schools because there are no toilets there for them. And having watched a lot of these programmes about Africa, particularly in Africa, where the women don't have, they have to go into the bush. And so that was, I thought, an important thing to follow up on. And my husband said to me, "If you get chosen for the plinth, what are you going to do?" And I immediately said, "I'm going to sit on the toilet." Thinking that'll be easy. And I got in touch with WaterAid, and the coincidence is that they were planning a Louvre being framed website, which I knew nothing about, and they knew nothing about me, obviously. I said, "I'd like to go on the plinth, I'd like a Louvre, can you get me a Louvre there?" So they've made the Louvre, and it just coincides with this website, which is fantastic.
And what would you like to gain from your experience on the plinth?
Just to get through it.
And outside of your career, what interests do you have?
I write books.
What kind of books?
Novels.
What kind of genre of novels?
Fiction.
Any particular time period?
60s, 50s, 60s, 70s, up to about 2000. My latest one ends in 2000.
What got you into writing?
Well, I used to do it when I was a child, actually. I wrote plays when I was a kid. I was very pretentious. And continued doing it at school, you know, went to grammar school and competition. What's the word I want? I can't remember the word. But I used to write all these stories there. Or English language and things. I don't think they do that sort of thing anymore. But then I had two children to bring up, so that lapsed. But I've always written.
And what happens to these novels? Are they
Well, they get published. Fingers crossed. And sometimes people read them.
And how do you find the experience of writing?
you need someone to back you up because it takes you over. It's a lonely business. Ideas, I have to write them down, put them on a piece of there's paper all over the house. You can't throw it away because I'm going to want it. And so when I'm actually in full flow writing a book, my husband, he takes over the cooking, everything that looks after me. And sometimes I can't sleep and have to wake up in the night and put it down, so I forget it.
Is there one particular person that you always give a rough copy to proofread?
My husband and my daughter are great.
What kind of feedback do they give you?
Honest, I think.
And what do your children do?
Well, my daughter's a full-time mother at the moment, but she's had a career of her own, but her husband has just sold his business, so they're having a year or two off to enjoy themselves, which I think do it.
And what are your plans for the future?
68, let me see. Travel, spend all my money. Enjoy myself. If I feel like doing something, I'm going to do it. I guess you don't know how long your health's going to hold out for.
And how do you try and keep yourself fit and healthy?
I dance to ABBA.
And why particularly ABBA?
I loved them. They were great, don't you remember them? You don't remember them, do you? I remember them first time round. The Beatles, Paul McCartney lives just up the road from me.
And how, when you listen to the Beatles or whatever, how do they make you feel?
Great.
Can you remember the first time you heard one of their songs?
I can, yes. The Beatles were on Look North, which is a regional Yorkshire programme, and they were singing Love, Love Me Do. Do you remember them? And I thought, what rubbish. Really did. But of course, you know, what do I know?
And looking back now, because obviously you had a very exciting life, how do you perceive the world to have changed since when you were younger?
You mean politically, or
politically,
talking about the bankers
socially.
And looking at children, I think children have stayed very much the same. I think that parents, a generation on from me, have been too lax with their children. The discipline's gone from the home, and it's a shame that now there are so many single parent families. A great, great shame.
For you then, how important is the family unit?
Well, don't forget I've been divorced anyway, so I know how difficult it is, but it's so much easier to have the father around. And it's mostly fathers that leave, or used to be. I don't know quite what it's like now. Don't forget, I'm 68. I'm not quite into the what's going on these days. But it seems to be that the fathers used to go, and it's such a shame. And children lose touch with their fathers. They need their fathers. They need mother and father. They need to know they're loved. But they need discipline. In school as well.
What do you mean by discipline in school?
I remember having chalk thrown at me. And you know, the old blackboard duster, that would come flying across. I'm not saying that it's right, it could take your eye out. But you can't touch a child these days. You know, and I look around and I go into shops and there's some lovely children about. And you think twice before you even dare speak to them. right. There's a lovely little boy coming on the train today, and there's a lovely little boy. And his mum was there, just him and his mum. And he was talking about butterflies and things like that, and I thought, oh, sweet. And I would have loved to have gone over and to talk to him. But you're not sure that you're welcome to do it. You know, people look at you strangely if you try and interact with children these days.
Could you say where this has stemmed from, do you think?
I don't know. Where do you think it stemmed from? You should have more idea than I have.
It's not my interview, I'm afraid.
Oh, right. I don't know.
But finally, just this one question. I know it could often be quite difficult. It's a portrayal of modern Britain, this project. So I'm just wondering.
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said there.
It's a portrayal of modern Britain, this project. Sorry,
yeah, right.
I didn't particularly phrase that well. But I'm just going to ask you, if I can, for you to paint a picture of yourself at this moment in your life.
Retired. Fairly comfortable financially. Wanting to travel as much as I can. Wanting to see my grandchildren grow up and be happy. Is that sufficient for you?
Just expanding on that, where would you like to travel?
Well, nowadays, mostly sort of holiday. I do enjoy riverboats. Anything that we do has got to be involved with the sea and water. I don't like these large cruise boats. Three or 4,000 people on a ship. Horrible. No, I like riverboats. So you know, sort of about 100 to 150 people. That's as many people as I want to sort of be around on a holiday.
Thank you.